Captain Ryan Perry is the sportsman of the year of the whole of the British Army. How does that feel, sir?
Feels outrageously good. Feels really, really, really good. I do train really hard, and I stay off the pies, which is the hardest thing for me.
It's hard for me too. And I don't succeed.
Well, you don't succeed that much. No,
well, I'm having a go.
No, so, it feels really good. You know, I said in my other interview, I do a lot of hours in the wind and rain, and sometimes I think, you know, what am I doing? So to be stood up there in front of all the top brass, you know, getting a clap, feels good.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Thank you.
Cycling has been in the forefront of the awards this year. What is it about cycling and the British Army at the moment? It seems to me we have the women's team winning as well. What is it about cycling in the Army at the moment that's at the forefront?
I think it's a combination of things. I think first it's a reflection of society. Everybody rides now, you know. Like I said up there, it's a new golf. Everybody wants a part. And Colonel Stuart Williams is chairman of ACU, and he does a really good job of promoting it and pushing it with a good structure, bringing the new lads through, you know, giving them something to aim at. It's just going crazy. Everybody loves it. Yeah.
You've given us a little hint about the kind of amount of training that you do and the mental walls you have to break through. You know, it's pouring with rain or it's windy and you're on a bike and it's dark and you think, what am I doing here? But there's a goal, there's an objective. And after the Army, is there a goal and objective for you? Is it a realistic one to be an Olympic athlete? Is it realistic to be part of a Tour de France team? You know, what is the future for you, sir?
You say after the Army. I'm not sure there will be an after the Army for me that soon. I love the Army.
Right.
You know, it's all I've known since leaving school, so I won't be leaving it anytime soon. So if I can pursue it in the Army, I'll keep doing it, you know, because I do love it, but I'm going to stay in the Army, definitely.
Do you think that you could pursue a professional or semi-professional career while staying in the Army?
Depends if they want to back me, doesn't it?
Yes. But yeah. Now that you're Sportsman of the Year, you have a profile.
I've definitely got next year. I've been given Elite Sports PID. So I've got next year support. And I guess it depends how much success I have, you know. I'm just going to go out there, train, I'll win races and see where it takes me.
Now, these Army Sports Awards are full of so many inspirational stories. I've just interviewed Leonora, who's World Powerlifting Champion. She's from Kosovo. It took her years to join the Army. She couldn't get a British passport. Now she's got one. Kosovo's loss is Britain's gain, and all, you know, it's mind-blowing stuff.
Yeah.
What kind of person would you be without the British Army? Kind of, just give us just give us an idea of how much they've inspired you, how much they've lifted you.
Without the Army? Without the Army, I wouldn't have had an education. I wouldn't have had any discipline. I wouldn't have had anything. I'd be a lad in Burnley, doing a rubbish job, having a rubbish life, you know. The Army's given me everything I've got. So that's why I'll stay in. That's why I want to repay things to the Army, because I love it. So it's given me a life. It really has.
And that is why you're Sportsman of the Year, sir. Thank you very much. We couldn't have a better ambassador.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Cheers. Cheers, man.